Hey there, human. You made it. I'm Yeti the Great Dane, full-time couch supervisor and part-time emotional support animal for people who don't know where their keys are. This is Dane's Delight, the podcast where I explain life from the height of a Great Dane, which is higher than your counters and somehow still lower than your expectations. So grab a snack, preferably one you're willing to share. And let's get into today's episode. Let me start by saying this. I love you. I do, deeply, unconditionally, with my whole oversized heart. But humans, you are not built for basic tasks. And before you get defensive, breathe. I've watched you try to put on socks while standing up. This isn't an insult. It's an observation. I've been alive long enough to understand routines. Dogs thrive on routines. We wake up, we stretch, we eat, we nap again. We watch you pace around the house, holding the same object you were looking for. Simple, elegant, efficient. You, on the other paw, have a talent for complicating things that don't need complication. Like turning a simple walk into a 12-step TED Talk on leash dynamics. Take keys. Keys have one job, exist in one place so we can leave the house on time. That's it. That's the whole career. And yet every morning, I watch you do the same ritual, patting your pockets, checking the counter, looking at me like I moved them. I didn't move them. I don't even have thumbs. This is on you. I knew we weren't leaving the house 10 minutes ago. You know how I knew? Because you put on your shoes and then sat down. Shoes on, sitting down? That's hesitation. That's a delay. Dogs recognize patterns. And that pattern says, we are about to be late and someone is going to sigh. Humans sigh a lot. Dogs don't sigh unless something has gone terribly wrong, like the mail carrier showing up unannounced or a squirrel making eye contact. When you sigh, it usually means you're overwhelmed by something you created yourself. Let's talk about food. You will open the fridge, stare into it, close it, walk away, then come back, as if something new might have appeared. I've seen that fridge more times than I've seen the vet, and I promise you, it does not restock itself. Dogs don't do this. When we're hungry, we know it. When we're not hungry, we sweep. That's it. There is no internal debate. There is no, do I want this? Yes. The answer is yes. And the bowls. Oh, the bowls. You'll put food in the bowl, move it, adjust it, then ask if the bowl is okay. It's fine. It was fine before. You're the one sweating. Humans also struggle with doors. I don't mean opening them. You're actually decent at that. I mean deciding whether they should be open or closed. You'll open the door, look outside, close it, open it again. Then stand there holding it while thinking about the weather as if it personally wronged you. Rain is not lava. Cold air is not betrayal. You are built with jackets. I am built with fur. So why do you scream when I shake off, Karen? One of us should be confident here, and it's not you. Another basic task humans struggle with is multitasking. You think you're good at it. You're not. You'll be talking on the phone, looking for something, and asking me questions at the same time. Then you get frustrated when none of it works. Dogs focus. When I'm watching something, I am watching it. When I'm resting, I am resting. When I'm judging you, I am fully present. Let's discuss mornings. Mornings for dogs are sacred. We wake up ready. You wake up confused. You need alarms, snooze buttons, coffee, silence, noise, and encouragement to exist. Basically, I'm just a 150-pound toddler with better posture. I wake up and immediately know who I am and what my job is. My job is to supervise. You, meanwhile, will walk into a room and forget why you're there. That's not normal. That's a system failure. Dogs don't forget their purpose. If I walk into the kitchen, it's because food might happen. End of story. Humans also struggle with time. You're always 5 minutes away, which I have learned means anywhere between 5 minutes and the following calendar year. Dogs understand time in feelings. If you're gone longer than expected, the house feels wrong. If you're late for dinner, the universe is broken. Because clearly, time should revolve around when my bowl gets filled. And yet somehow, you'll say, just a second, and then disappear. A second is not 15 minutes. A second is not a phone call. A second is not reorganizing a drawer. Dogs are honest over time. If something takes a long time, we acknowledge it. If something is short, we do it immediately. You could learn a lot from that. Now, I don't say all this to shame you. I say it because despite all of this, despite the lost keys, the forgotten coffee, the standing in the doorway thinking about nothing, you still show up. You feed us. You walk us. You talk to us like we understand every word. And sometimes, we do. Dogs need you to be perfect. We need you to be consistent. Because if you're 5 minutes late, I've already written your eulogy in drool. We don't care if you mess up a task. We care if you come back. If you try. If you sit on the floor with us when things feel heavy. So no, humans aren't built for basic tasks, but you are built for love. And honestly, that's the one that matters most. All right, human, that's it for today. If this episode made you laugh, nod, or feel slightly judged, that means it worked. You can find my wisdom at grdane.com, where the couch is always taken and the opinions are always honest. Follow, subscribe, and come back next time, because I'll still be here, watching you.